John le Carré is back. So are Joes, his term for secret agents, as well as the spy masters who run them and the secrets they steal. The writer who raised the contemporary spy novel to the level of fine literature has a new book called Absolute Friends. Alan Chuse has a review.
The new Le Carré novel, his best in many years, begins midway through the life of a feckless Englishman named Ted Mundy, a former British agent. In the aftermath of the fall of the Berlin Wall, Mundy is living in Heidelberg, employed as a tour guide, having failed at running a language school there. He's put together an odd, if comforting, second family, made up of a down-at-heels Turkish immigrant and her teenage son Mustafa, and all of his past seems to be behind him. And then the past comes back to haunt him in the person of Sasha, an old friend from his Berlin student days who worked with the Englishman as a double agent as they sought to bring down the East German regime. The political card turns yet again, and Mundy, newly recruited by the CIA, becomes embroiled with his old pal in a rather dubious and dangerous scheme for an anti-Western educational center on the grounds of Mundy's old language school, fueled with lots of money and run, apparently, by an anti-capitalist billionaire genius named Dimitri. In a straightforward spy thriller, all this would have quite a melodramatic effect. But Le Carré, of course, doesn't work that way. Absolute friends, absolute loyalty, nothing is as it seems. From Mundy's unstable personality in all of its various permutations, and Sasha's addiction to chaos, on through the post-Cold War visions of the roly-poly billionaire Dimitri, the book moves swiftly along until the novelist pulls the rug out from under all of them, and in a conclusion both poignant and deadly, reveals some unsettling truths behind what we took to be the truth, and raises some troubling new questions about the loyalty of such supposedly absolute friends as Britain and America.
The book is Absolute Friends by John le Carré. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.